Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? What to do if a debt collector reports to your credit? That is a question that I've heard all year long in the year of 2024. You know, a lot of people was affected by inflation, prices on groceries went up, the cost of living went up. Guys, it's just been a super crazy year, right? And when it comes to the cost of living going up and your income ain't going up, then that only calls for one thing, you know, struggles or struggling in general, right? So a lot of people this year have fallen behind on some of their bills, utility bills, car payments, mortgage payments, whatever the case is. And a lot of times when you don't pay something back, it goes into what we call collections, or it goes into a charge off status, meaning you never paid that creditor who you were supposed to pay back on a monthly basis. You never paid them back. However, they charged off the account and now it's reporting as a charge off or reported as a collection account by a debt collection company. Okay. And we deal with all of these debt collectors every single day. And in this episode, I kind of want to explain how we kind of work with them or what we do to get those removed from your credit report. But again, this episode isn't to explain how to get it removed, because in that situation, that's not always the case, right? You know, we want it to be the case, but it's not simply that easy. Although a lot of these scams on the internet these days are making it sound like it's as smooth as butter to get something deleted from your credit, it is not that easy. Again, this episode is just to explain what to do if a debt collection company reports to your credit. So we kind of explain how something goes into collection or charge off status when you don't pay it. And 9 times out of 10, the original creditor is going to hire a company to report the amount or the debt to your credit. Okay. And the reason behind that is a lot of times creditors don't have time to attempt to collect the debt and get paid, right? A lot of times it's easier for them to source this information out, hire a third party company to blow your phone up every day, send you letters in the mail, and try to get you to pay them. Therefore, they can get their commission and the creditor is happy. They get their money, right? And then you also have a debt buyer who actually purchases the debt from the original creditor, and now it's truly theirs, and you know, they can possibly sue you for this, which, you know, in another episode here, we're going to talk about getting sued by a debt buyer or a original creditor. But just hear me out on this episode on what to do with a collection account. Okay. So when a debt collection company reports to your credit, and this is something that's very known in the credit repair industry, a lot of people are like, oh, never pay a collection company, never pay a debt collection company, whatever the case is. And look, at the end of the day, I will almost want to agree with that, but I can't be in this profession or industry and tell someone not to pay their bills. You know, I think that's kind of hypocritical to want to try and help somebody with their credit. And that kind of falls into the place of, I guess, consulting with them on the importance of paying their bills and paying them on time, in fact. So for me to turn around and purposely preach to someone to not pay their bills, like I said, in my opinion, I think that's kind of hypocritical to, you know, kind of tell somebody two different things. But just hear me out. You know, the reason a lot of people in the credit repair industry say don't pay a debt collection company is because 9 times out of 10, if you do pay it, it's not going to remove the account or the history from your credit. At the end of the day, it's credit history. So regardless if you pay it or not, that history of that account being a collection or charge off, yes, it will still report to your credit report. Now, we understand that, so I'm gonna get around that. So when it comes to checking your credit scores and you log into Credit Karma, you got some app on your cell phone here, you know, a lot of times you're gonna receive an alert that a new collection hit your credit and you're like, what in the world is this from? You know, don't just say, oh, I'm not gonna pay it. Work out something, because the very first thing you should do is ask that debt collection company if they can even verify this. Ask them what it's for. Say maybe you're not aware of it. See if they can even prove what it's for. You know, get a credit application from you applying for, getting a contract of you signing to agree to repay this debt of whatever they're reporting, because you don't know what it is. So see about some of that stuff, okay? Ask if they're even licensed and bonded to even collect the debt in the state that you're in, because a lot of times, you know, most of those debt collection companies will give up on a lot of those verifications and questions when you send them. And this packet here, for those who are watching this episode, guys, I see this on a daily basis where debt collection companies and debt buyers are deleted from some of our customers' credit reports. Just on these results here from TransUnion, we have Verizon Wireless that was reported by Portfolio Recovery. We have National Credit Adjusters. We have Midland Credit Management. What else we have on here? A lot of these debt collection companies, guys, we see on a daily basis. We have CCS, which is Credit Collection Services. We see them on a daily basis. Louisiana Recovery Services. A lot of our clients are based out of Louisiana, which is where we are here. But again, most of these debt collection companies and debt buyers, we see these accounts on a daily basis. We challenge every single one of them. And look, it's not a guarantee that every debt collector can't verify what the account is for, can't verify who you are and things like that. So never get that mindset to where you can just mess up your credit and it's an automatic deletion, or the fact that you only have one collection on your credit, therefore it should automatically get deleted. No, guys, we have to work through this. We have to go through a process and then work to get that information deleted from your credit report if there is a way to get it deleted, okay? So that's the first thing you should do when it comes to a collection account hitting your credit, is seeing if it can even be verified, if they respond, see if they can verify your information, because you have no idea what it is, right? Okay. The next thing you should do is, if they truly verify it and you have done everything, you didn't give up after the first time, just keep asking them questions and do this by mail, by the way. Don't call, just send them a formal, you know, professional letter. Don't be rude. Don't say you're not going to pay them. Don't say any of that garbage. It's just not going to work. Just kind of work through this on a, you know, not to use the word legal, but just work on this on a legal situation here, right? You know, just kind of be polite, talk to them like you want them to talk to you, okay? Secondly, a lot of times if items do come back verified and there's nothing else you can do, the second thing or the very last thing you can do is see if they're willing to do what you call a pay for deletion, which means you offer to pay them or settle with them some amount that you agreed to pay. And in return, they can maybe do you a favor and request the credit bureaus to delete it from your credit report. Now, by doing that, they may have to, you know, quote unquote, lie and say they got the wrong person or they sent the wrong information or whatever the case, the account is wrong, right? And then the credit bureaus have to remove it. Now, not every company is going to be willing to do that. A lot of times they actually can get in trouble for doing that, especially collecting money and getting paid just because they can lie and get that information removed. So a lot of your bigger debt collection companies are going to stay away from that, guys. So that is a second step you can do. The third step is, if the debt collection company verify who you are, verify that you agreed to repay this, verified literally every single piece of account information, the balance is correct, the account information is correct, you are correct, they are not willing to delete the account if you pay it, then the third thing you could do is to speak directly with the credit bureau. So pretty much every single thing that you just did with the company, requesting them to verify, you can now go through the credit bureaus, or you can tag team this and do it at the same time, but dispute it with the credit bureaus. You know, again, this is a time consuming process. You may not get the right answer just by going one way. You may not get the answer you want to hear when you call and offer to pay it, you know. So now a third option is going directly with the credit bureaus. Everything I just told you to do with the debt collection company, do this with the bureaus and have them request the information. They may find that something doesn't fit their requirements, right? So you got three things you can do with a debt collection account or a debt buyer account. You know, three different things right there I just told you can do. And guys, like I said, if you tried all three of those things, you tried this for several months, I mean, the only other option is to let that report for 7 years, unfortunately, and you have to let it sit and you have to wait 7 years. It is what it is when you get something negative added to your credit. It's not a guarantee. It's not a magic trick. This is real work that you have to be willing to put in. So ask yourself this, would you be willing to sit here for 7 years or try this for 3, 4, 5, 6 months and get it off removed years sooner versus waiting 7 years? Okay. If you're trying to listen to this episode and think you can do this within 1 month, you know, yeah, sure, it could happen, especially if it's something that's inaccurate or they simply truly don't respond or they can't verify the information. Yeah, it can be removed within 2 or 3 weeks if that was the case, probably 1 week if that was the case. As soon as they get the letter, they're like, no, we're not even going to go back and forth. We'll just delete it. You know, yeah, that can be done within a week or two. I've seen it happen. But in most cases, guys, this is a month-to-month process. Everything that you send out and request, you have to wait a month, 30 days, 45 days just to get the responses back. So, you know, those are my three things that I advise you to do. If you're listening or watching this episode, take action. Be polite when you contact them. Don't say you're going to sue and you're going to get them shut down because they're just going to ignore all that crap. You know, be polite, ask them legit, serious questions, right? And go through the process. You know, if they respond that they got your credit application, however they didn't send it to you, okay, well, ask for proof. Anybody can write on a paper like, yeah, we verified it. Or you receive a response that says, thank you for reaching out. We received your request to verify this information. However, we have already verified it. Thank you for contacting us. Let us know if you need something else. We get these letters all day long from the credit bureaus or the debt collection companies. We get these responses all day long. I actually have a stack here I have to finish going through, guys, but that's going to happen. Anybody can write on a piece of paper, oh, I already verified who you are. I already verified the account details. Okay, where is it? So look, that's 1 month that you just requested something. They responded. That's 1 month that nothing has happened. So now you have to go back. Okay, show me how you verified it. Okay, who at the original creditor verified this information? What is their information? Because anybody can, I can just write on a piece of paper and just put, oh, I verified it with the creditor. Thank you for reaching out to me. That's not verification, guys. So you have to request documents and supporting documents for every single response you get. Hopefully in this episode, you guys kind of realize this is not a overnight process or easy process when it comes to working on your credit. It's literally something you need, you know, not really a lot of time for, but whenever you do start, you don't want to waste your time. You have to be serious. You have to be ready. And this is something that can easily be done if you have the patience and the commitment behind it. Catch you on the next one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.